This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A year of political strife and popular uprising, wars ending and governments falling, and a day to take a break. This morning, we're pausing from the year's most urgent events to relish some of the most memorable. It's Monday, December 26th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry all this week. And I can pronounce his name. He is the host of the show, after all. And what you hear behind me laughing is Celeste Headlee, the co-host
what
of The Takeaway.
What you hear? Who you
Who you hear? Well, the laughter is the
Pete.
What and
Good
the Celeste.
Good morning. Todd had a rough holiday weekend. Good morning.
The laughter is the what and Celeste is the who. Good morning, Celeste. It's good to be with you.
Well, I thought it was good to be with you until you called me a what.
We'll get around to the who in just a minute. It's good to be with you anyway. This morning, some of your favorite moments, not the one we just had, but some of your favorite moments from the show in 2011. The incomparable Betty White was here in Takeaway Studios. There was also big changes for another American legend, Spider-Man. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here live to talk about a big sports weekend, plus all the news of the day. But first, a lot of you are still talking about the standoff late last week between GOP leaders and President Obama over the payroll tax cut extension. David writes us on Facebook, November 2012 is coming up, and unless the GOP plans to jury-rig, undermine, and hijack the electoral process, it's wise for them to back down. Give us your take by calling 8778-MY-TAKE or reaching us at facebook.com/thetakeaway. But first, let's check in on the morning's top headlines. The son of Kim Jong-il is gaining power in North Korea. Kim Jong-un has been identified as the head of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party, a top decision-making body in North Korea. The post gives him authority over political as well as military matters in that country. Kim Jong-un is in his late 20s and was revealed last year as his father's choice among his three sons to succeed him. He is the third-generation Kim to rule the nation of 24 million.
About 50 more Arab League observers are set to arrive in Syria today, trying to help end the violence there. The main Syrian opposition group has asked them to visit the city of Homs. That city is reportedly under siege by government forces. Activists say more than 5,000 people, actually not just activists, the UN says more than 5,000 people have been killed across that country since March. That's when protests began against President Bashar al-Assad.
At least seven people have been killed by a suicide car bomb attack in Baghdad. Last week, a series of bombs killed 70 in the Iraqi capital. The attacks followed the withdrawal of the last American combat troops after 9 years of war.
A veteran Chinese activist who was involved in the 1989 Tiananmen protests has been jailed for 10 years. Shen Qi had published essays online criticizing the Communist Party. Another activist, Shen Wei, was imprisoned for the same offense, subverting state power is the official title of that charge. Shen Wei was imprisoned last week.
Anonymous, the activist computer hacking group, claims it stole thousands of email addresses and credit card information from the security firm Stratfor. The hackers say they were able to get access because Stratfor did not encrypt the information.
I mean, we should mention that Stratfor, again, specializes in security issues.
Computer security to some of the biggest organizations in the United States.
And parts global,
including the U.S. Air Force and Apple. Those
and
are some
didn't
example
encrypt
clients.
And got hacked.
Right, didn't encrypt credit card numbers and passwords. An alleged member of Anonymous has said the group has already made over $1 million of donations to charities using stolen credit card information. Well, basketball fans yesterday got the Christmas present they've been waiting for, an end to the NBA lockout. Elliot Katz was at the Knicks game at Madison Square Garden here in New York. He says basketball on Christmas is a tradition for him and his dad.
I've been coming to every Knicks game on Christmas for the past 5 years. It's great. Love basketball. Great to see the players back again. They look good and ready for a great season. Let's go, Knicks!
Five opening games around the country yesterday in the NBA.
Tom Cruise came out ahead in the box office this weekend. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol brought in more than $26 million. Asian markets are up. European and Wall Street markets are closed for the holiday today. Late last week, remember, the House Republicans decided to support the extension of the payroll tax they rejected earlier. Well, Diane writes on Facebook, there's nothing miraculous about this. The Republicans are acting like modern-day bullies with no regard for the people they serve. Give us your take on whatever you hear. 877-8-MY-TAKE.